Fung Dungit.
Fung Dungit?
Yeah. Dung Dip. Fung Dung Dip.
Fung Dung Dip. Fung Dung Dip.
Fung Dung Dip.
Fung Dung Dip. Yeah, that one's good.
Yeah, all right.
What was I going to say, though? Oh, fuck. Cum Dungeon. What was it? Bump Dungeon. Nope.
Mun Dungeons.
Mun Dungeon?
Mun Dungeon.
Monkey Dungeon. The Monkey Duncan.
The Monkey Duncan.
The Monkey Duncan.
The Monkey Duncan.
Okay, let's go.
Okay.
Say the first part.
The Monkey Duncan.
We'll say it at the same time. You ready?
Yeah.
Three, two.
Wait, say what?
The whole thing.
Okay.
Three, two, one, go.
This
okay, and it's gonna go on three. So I'll do one, two, and then we do. Okay.
You don't say three.
Don't say three.
Okay.
No three. Just one, two, go.
Okay.
Ready?
Yeah.
One, two.
This episode of the Cool Parents Podcast is brought to you by the Monkey Duncan.
The Monkey Duncan.
The Monkey Duncan. The Monkey Duncan.
Yeah, the Monkey Duncan. Okay, the Monkey Duncan. Welcome to my Monkey Dungeon. We're here for a new podcast episode called Cool Parents, the Podcast.
Yeah, not a parenting podcast.
Not about parenting. If you think this is going to be about parenting, you can get the fuck out.
Yeah. If you think it's about parenting, fuck out. You're just wrong.
I'll make it about parenting if I want, but it'll be on my terms, not yours.
We're going to have to wait for that, too.
Yeah, I'm not a parent.
I'm going to have a word with your boy on the show. When he comes out of there.
Yeah.
I'm going to have a word with him.
Oh, he's going to be live on the air.
I'm going to teach him.
Yeah. He's been kicking and spitting.
He's ready to fucking get out and drink a Pepsi Cola, baby.
He is. He wants to get the fuck out. I put my head on him and he kicked me in the cheekbone.
It's a thinking man's beverage.
I said, son, that a boy.
You think he's going to be a Tarzan?
Yeah, he's going to be swinging his way out.
Yeah.
Like that Tarzan song. What song is that?
Huh?
What song is that?
Huh?
Who sings that?
Tarzan Boy.
Who sings it?
Oh.
Tarzan Boy.
Monkey Dungeon. Tarzan Boy.
By Monkey Dungeon?
Yeah, by Monkey Dungeon.
Hey, welcome to the Cool Parents Podcast, everybody. Already in progress. I'm Curtis Charles.
I'm Monkey Dungeon.
Man, Monkey and Dungeon.
Baltimore.
Baltimore? The band is called Baltimore?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We're going to get sued any longer than that.
Yeah. It's a good song. Good tune.
Yeah. It's Jungle Boys music. Or
by,
it was.
By Monkey Dungeon.
It was. No, it's by Baltimore.
Baltimore.
Great band. Great rock band.
I bet they're not even from Baltimore.
It's ironic.
Maybe, but that's not for me to judge.
It's none of my beeswax.
Yeah, I got kicked in the face by my boy.
Good.
Strong kick, like a horse.
Yeah.
Okay, we're here today to do a show, a big one. It's going to be big and good. It's going to be a little bit wacky this time.
You think?
Going to be a little bit on the wacky side, yeah. Yeah, I'm a little sleepy.
Same.
Yeah.
I slept like shit last night. I had a panic attack.
What?
Woke up. I said, Oh, fuck. The whole room was green.
What?
Yeah.
Was it supposed to be?
There was an Ipkiss in there.
What?
Huh?
Was it supposed to be?
What?
Did you have a green light or what?
What?
Or is it painted green?
Huh?
No, I got the portal light, you know?
Yeah, so was it not supposed to be green?
No, it was green. It was supposed to be green.
Well, why were you so afraid of it?
Because I woke up and the fucking room was green and I thought it was going to be dark.
Oh, you didn't expect it to be on at all?
Yeah, it shuts off sometimes, but I turned it on pretty late, so...
Oh, wow. I
also forgot my phone charger at work yesterday, and that's my only alarm clock. So this last night, I went out to the car around 1:45 and charged my phone for about 15 minutes.
You don't have another... You can't not have a USB-C cable.
No.
What?
I don't have a lot of cables, you know? I like to...
Yeah, but you got to have that one.
I like to simplify my cables. I mean, I do have that one.
I know, but then you can leave one at work and leave one at home. That's what I do. But I never have to charge my phone because I don't use it that much.
I use mine. I read the Vince McMahon lawsuit, you know?
Yeah, I visit monkeydungeon.com.
Yeah.
And the Duncan Dungeon.
How much does it cost to get a .co?
.co?
Yeah.
$15-20 a month.
Oh, a month? That's a lot of money.
No, a year.
A year, okay.
Yeah.
I'd do that.
Yeah.
I'd do that for monkeydungeon.co.
Monkey Dungeon. It's probably already a thing.
Check.
I'm scared. What?
What?
Monkey Dungeon. Oh, okay. Oh, this is great. This is great. You got to visit monkeydungeon.com.
.co.
No, but I'm saying you got to go to monkeydungeon.com.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Custom collars, spanking paddles. Leather restraints.
They're known for their custom straight jackets.
Pants.
They make straight jackets. They appeared on SNL and Gotham and Dirk Gently.
Wow.
Wow. They've been rocked by bands such as Disturbed, Lil Wayne, and Slipknot. So these are your go-to guys for like fucking clown core.
Yeah,
like, you know, I'm so crazy. I'm a hatchet man.
I'm fucking loco.
I'm a hatchet man. I'm crazy. Lock me up.
Oh. I reckon I'm fairly loco.
But then on the same fucking website that looks like it was made on GeoCities, you've got all kinds of like cool metallic leather handcuffs that say slut on them.
Yeah.
Wow.
Was it slut or slave?
The one I'm looking at says slut.
I thought I saw one that
said there's that. Both. There's a slave. There's also a one that says princess or sexy brat.
Brat.
Those are the spanking paddles.
Wow. I'm going to get one that says, I'm going to get a custom choker that says cum dumpster.
Oh, wow. They got plague doctor masks too.
Ooh.
These guys are freaky. That's Monkey Dungeon. So today's episode was sponsored in part by Monkey Dungeon. You didn't even know about it, but it was also Monkey Duncan. Monkeydungeon.co, however, doesn't seem to exist.
Should pick it up. Maybe make a game.
Now, I looked up Monkey Duncan.
Maybe we can make a game on Unreal Engine. Monkey Dungeon.
Monkey Dungeon, yeah.
You want to do it? You want to code?
Sure, I can code.
You can?
Yeah.
All right, let's do it.
Okay.
Let's make Monkey Duncan.
Monkey Duncan. Duncan Throw Monkey is what comes up. It's a yo-yo.
Okay.
There's a yo-yo by a brand named Duncan.
Does it have a brand?
Is that a... wait, what?
Does it have a brand?
No. I don't think so, but I don't know. What I'm looking at, though, does say, wow.
Wow.
It has a whole wiki page. Oh, fuck. It's got all the dimensions and the stats on this particular Throw Monkey. Wow. Friction stickers, silicone stickers. It's a 5A yo-yo by Duncan, released in 2005 as part of the Hardcore series. It was designated to be used for both counterweight and off-string play, although many players had also used it for string play. Do you do string play? Or
yeah. I'm pretty sick at yo-yos.
It features a ball bearing axle, take apart design, friction sticker response. So the friction sticker, I think, is a brain, right? Because that's when you, when it hits the, and the friction makes it stay there, and it just, it's friction, it sticks due to the friction, and it keeps spinning at the end of the string.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Adjustable gap, over-molded rubber, rubber rims. Yeah. Also comes included with a bouncy ball type counterweight called a monkey weight.
Wow.
Wow. So yeah, most advanced players had used their throw monkeys with only one friction sticker. And then when it wears out completely, oh, I see, they can put another sticker into the other side. Wow.
Yeah.
So this is a pretty advanced yo-yo.
Yeah.
They all got wikis. There's a whole yo-yo community. They know all the different models.
Yeah, I used to use Brandon's yo-yo at work all the time.
They got their
buddy Brandon, dude. He's got the fucking sickest yo-yo.
Dude, Brando's yo-yo?
Bro, yeah.
Do you ever try Brando yo-yo? Brando used to have Froyo. Now he has yo-yo.
Right.
And now he also has a monkey weight.
Who doesn't?
So on the other side of his throw monkey by Duncan. Duncan, monkey, Duncan.
On the other side of his throw-mo.
Okay, so let's get into this. Oh, you know what? I need to call, I doubt I'll answer, but I'm going to try and rock you again, because those guys are fucking pissing me off. I ordered a t-shirt from this awesome cover band that Justy Boy met on Red Dead Redemption online, band called Rockya. Bought a t-shirt, never even bothered to tell me that they took my money. I ain't got shit from them. Oh, it's ringing. I don't think it rang last time.
No.
This is Russ. Please leave your name and number when you hear the tone. Thank you.
Fuck you, Russ.
Damn.
Someday I'll get them. I'm going to keep trying until I get them. I want that t-shirt.
Yeah.
I haven't gotten anything. So it's not like a... I bet they got like a whole box of them made, and they're responsible for shipping them out themselves, and then they just don't pay attention because they don't know how to work the computer. My girlfriend did the computer.
Well, I mean, the guy that I talked to hasn't been online for a month, so...
Maybe he was deployed.
No.
What?
He was, the Rockya site was updated to add him on guitar, so.
Whoa. Really?
Yeah.
Since we were on there?
Yeah.
They've updated the Rockya site, and they still haven't fucking sent me my merch?
They put him up there, yeah.
They're a scam. Rockya's a scam artist.
I don't think so. I think, you know.
Rockya got $25 out of me. didn't give me dick. Didn't even give me an email.
It didn't even send you a confirmation email?
I got a confirmation email from, like, through the company that does the transaction, but not from them.
Did you message them?
Yeah, motherfuckers. They haven't responded.
They didn't say anything?
Fucking Russ. I'm coming for Russ. Maybe I'll send him a text. Russ.
Yeah, do it. Why? Send him a text.
Maybe.
Say, hey, I ordered a Rockya shirt, and I never got it. What's the deal with that?
What's up with that? And then I'll send him a...
What the frig's the deal with that?
I'll send him a link to Lemon Party.
Yeah. Yeah. Lemon Party's a good one.
Yeah. Well, listen, I'm obligated to bring up this music video.
Yeah.
At least three different unrelated entities sent the links to this music video our way. I think, yeah, one was definitely Russ.
Yep.
And one was... Postmaster.
Yep.
And I think the other one was Morgan. But anyway, it's a music video from this fella named of Ryan Charles. But it must have like just, it came out a year ago, but it must have just come like gone viral or something.
Yeah. People finally realize it's fucking sick.
Yeah. But I guess now that I'm looking at it, it says it was from the show American Song Contest. I'm guessing is like a American Idol for writing songs. But anyway, this guy is fucking ridiculous. He performs several of his songs just sitting on the back of a horse.
Hell yeah.
Just on the microphone. He's just sitting on a horse. And he's a rapper who looks like a country guy.
He's a horse rapper?
He's a horse rapper. So he's just like sitting and rapping on the horse. And this video that everybody sent us was for a song called New Boot Goofin'. Which I didn't realize, but Blett pointed out.
Blett.
Wait, that gives me an idea. Don't let me forget about Blett, okay?
Yeah.
Once I'm done with this segment, I want to do something.
You could call him?
No.
Want me to call him?
If you want. But New Boot Goofin', according to Blett, was is a reference to Reno 911, and I didn't know that. He showed me a clip that involved a Lieutenant Dangle getting new cowboy boots,
yeah,
and he says he's New Boot Goofin'. But I didn't know that when I heard this, so New Boot Goofin'.
Them gotta be the nicest pair of boots I done ever seen in my entire life.
Yeah.
Oh. I mean, those are mighty fancy. Why, thank you. New Boot Goofin' in the Dimebag snake skin. So damn fresh that the rattles still shaking. I worked all week just so I could get them. On these sons of bitches. I spent $500 on these boots, right? Just to stay twanged out on you sons of bitches.
Bitches.
Yeah, they twang. I don't wanna air that on you sons of bitches. I don't wanna air that on you, but nah, I never let them change me. I never let them change me. Rap game, Brad Paisley. Jack Dames.
I just love Dimeback.
Dimeback?
Dimeback. Dimeback snake skins.
What's Dimeback mean?
Diamond, like Diamondback.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That's good. So, yeah, I mean, not much to be said there, except New Boot Goofin' is just like a really good set of words.
Yeah, I actually didn't hate that.
But no, it was kind of like, it was like riffraff, but.
Yeah, so I was just thinking.
But countryer.
Yeah. Well, he's.
I mean, he is sometimes too, but like.
Dale D'Antoni.
Yeah. Sniffing a white pony. Okay.
Did he put out a country album?
Not an album, but he's done a couple of songs, like Husky was a country song. And then, what was the latest one? It was awesome.
Oh, this is a riffraff from years.
Oh, yeah. This one was pretty much tailor-made for this show, too. Ain't Giving Up My Truck. This video is fucking hilarious. His truck is like 6 feet off the ground.
I ain't giving up my truck. I gave up drinking, well, at least while I'm driving. Every man needs a bad bitch beside him. A butterscotch babe tan shotgun rider. You're taking off the top of more than just a beer bottle. I can give up cigars, I can give up cars.
Cigars?
I can give up
drugs
to take me way out to Mars. But even if I'm dying on my luck, I ain't giving up my truck.
So that's a New Boot Goofin' for this week. Oh yeah, I just had this idea. I want to go to Zasuno.ai. I want to see what happens if I just tell it to say Blett a bunch of times in different amounts of T's and B's and stuff.
Yeah.
And make it a math rock song and just see what I don't know why, but I think that I'm actually feeling pretty good about it. So we write Blett.
Midwest emo.
Yeah. I'll try Midwest emo first. And for anybody who doesn't know Blett, first of all, you gotta know Blett. You gotta know Blett. That's what's important. He also likes Midwest emo and songs that go.
Right.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Kinda.
That's his music that he likes, but it's also his name in a weird and pronounced wrong.
I know.
I ain't giving up my butt.
Oh, I Shrek the halls every day. Every damn day.
Who do you think would win in a fight? Shrek?
Shrek.
Yeah, I think so too.
What do you think we win in a fight, Shrek?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Shwek.
Shwek.
Come on. Blett's taking a long time to load. Damn. Goddamn, I said. Oh,
Yeah, I was having fun with that thing last night. It was good.
It's so good. Here we go. Forced to meet. What? When every day I fancy life. With bags of events you want me. This is Blet, Blet, Blet. I just wrote Blet a bunch. And now it's singing in Simlish. No Blets. Okay, let's just check it. Second attempt. There we go.
Beside ya, day, wet, wet,
wet. What? It's fucking haunted. Cursed Blet.
Blet, 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 Blet. Blet, 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 Blet.
Suck it?
Fuck it.
Fuck it. Fuck it, Blet.
Suck it, fuck it, Blet.
Okay, this is math rock, apparently. That's so good.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Okay, anyway, moving on. You want to talk about license plates? Or does that sound fun?
Yeah, yeah.
I got some questions about license plates.
All right.
British Columbia, I believe. Yeah, British Columbia.
Where's that?
Canada.
Explain to the people what Canada is.
It's America's hat.
Oh.
their DMV, whatever you call them up there in Canada there, they released a document of all these vanity license plates, like custom personalized license plates that they rejected over the past year.
Now, I got a question for you.
Yeah?
Have you read the document?
I have. I'm about to blow the lid off of this thing.
All right.
So I've got a list, and some of them make perfect sense, like 1DG4F. It looks like IDG, you know, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
That kind of shit I get.
Yeah.
But then there's stuff on there like some pig.
Some pig?
Yeah, some pig. S-U-M-P-I-G. And also S-O-M-P-I-G. They're both on there. Somebody try both of those. Huh. Some pig.
I don't get it.
Some, like, some bitch, maybe? Son of a pig? I don't know. I'm guessing.
Some or son?
Some. But you know how people say some bitch with an M?
Yeah, it's not that. It's not. It can't be that.
Some pig. Could be some pig. Well, I know. They rejected turd, which I think is overstepping a little bit. It's a little Orwellian.
There's a Danny Elfman song called Some Pig.
Oh, wow.
Danny Elfman. It's from Charlotte's Web.
Oh, Some Pig.
1973.
Why you turn that down? Because pig? Oh, wow, yeah.
Yeah.
Some Pig.
Spells it on the spider web. Oh, also, it's an E.B. White book as well. Some Pig.
Some fucking pig by E.B. White.
E.B. White?
I didn't even mean to say that, but yeah.
E.B.
eBay White.
eBay White. Yeah, by eBay White.
eBay White, some pig. What a novel.
It's not a novel.
It was a novella. They rejected turd, for fuck's sake. What country?
It doesn't surprise me.
What country is this?
I think you can get stuff like that now in the U.S. I think they allow shit like that.
What's HTFU?
Hut the fuck up.
is that the Canadian version? Hush the fuck up?
Hut the fuck?
Hush the fuck up.
What was it?
HTFU? Like HTFU. Instead of STFU for shut the fuck up, maybe it's hush the fuck up because they're Canadian. They're HTFU. A little more, you know, so they're a little softer up there. Hush up. Hush the fuck up.
H.
Hit the fuck up.
Hunch.
Hunch the fuck up. Yeah.
It's about wanting more people to be Quasimodos.
That could be it.
We need more Quasimodos.
We do. We got a lot of church bells that need ringing.
That's right.
He's
good at swinging from them ropes.
He is. He's really nimble for a hunchback.
Yeah.
I got to say.
Yeah.
He made it work for him.
I wish
he's a nice fucking guy, too.
Yeah.
He's a nice fucking guy.
I never saw it.
He was a good guy.
I thought he was too fucking ugly. I said, I'm not watching that fucking movie. Fucking freak. That's what I said.
I know you did.
I was just a boy.
I know. You didn't know no better.
No. Not
but really, if you watched the movie, it would have taught you.
I don't feel that way.
Would have taught you. It doesn't matter.
I don't feel that way now.
If he's a hunchback, he's a nice man. He rings that bell real nice.
I don't feel that way now. Did they pay him?
Of course not. He got to live there in that bell tower.
Yeah.
You know, he ate some food scraps here and there.
Yeah.
He's fine. DD Love.
Huh?
DD Love. They said no.
DD Love?
DD Love.
Why'd they say
I think DD is double D. So this person loves big honkas, dude.
Drunk driving.
Wow, or that.
They love drunk driving.
Either way, banned. Pista. I like pista. It's like mifta, but with piss.
Pista?
Hey, pista. Yeah, P-I-S-S-T-A, pista.
Yeah, it's got piss in it, so they can't.
It's good, yeah, but it sounds like a Canadian thing.
It's a swear.
Hustler. Lazy butt. Wow. Wow. Nucky, too.
Canuck?
Oh, yeah, Nucky. What's wrong with that?
I don't know.
Hogasm. And boink.
Yeah.
Boink?
Yeah, like fuck, boink. I fucking boinked her, dude.
See, in my head, I hear like it as like a silly.
I hear my buddy Trevin.
Onomatopoeia.
My buddy Trevin, dude. Boink. He boinked her. Trevin.
I'm going to boink.
I went to barber school.
Trevin?
Trevin.
Fuck that.
I said, you Trevor, Kevin, or Vincent?
Those are your options. Yeah.
Choose one, not all three. He's what he said to me.
Wow.
And I said to him, yeah, fine, fair.
Man, they said Durga. You can't be Durga.
Yeah, that's not ergonomically correct.
Or Boo Boo Man.
I don't know why that's banned.
Oh, these are listed as religion, politics, public figures, dignitaries, and law enforcement officials. You can't put any of those on your license plate there. I don't know why, because I'm a big Guru G fan.
I don't, yeah.
Hades, Hermes. You can't do any of that.
Weird.
Amen.
I think I've seen that.
Yeah. Exorcist, driving risks, references to speed. Like, why slow? Huh?
Huh?
Why slow?
Move in.
Intellectual property, like Ducati. Fat fog. Alcohol, drug-related words. Fat fog is on there twice.
Fat fog?
Yeah. I'm guessing that means like vape fog.
Oh.
Like, you know, they're vaping. Pub 03, Pub 02, Pub 11. Violence. Stuff like de-dust. That was a Counter-Strike map. FUD. You can't put FUD 69 on your license plate.
Why?
I don't know.
IP.
FUD.
Elmer.
That's a name, though. What about Dabku? D-A-B-K-U.
Dabku.
Dabku.
It's like a haiku.
You can't have pig. You can't have pew. Puska.
That's why I don't fucking live in Canada, basically.
Yeah, I don't agree with this philosophy. Sounds like our brothers and sisters up north above the border there are living a tough life.
Yeah. Sounds like they're having a rough go of it lately.
Wow.
I hope they turn turn this around.
Turn over a new leaf.
Wow.
Wow. We had...
It's me, Loki.
Slimes of the show, Russell.
Yeah.
Suggested two segment ideas.
He did.
I attempted both, and I failed at both.
What do you mean?
So, there were good ideas, I think. Daily World News was to pitch movies based on tabloid headlines.
No. National Enquirer,
right.
Specifically.
But that made it even harder.
Why?
Well,
we can make 17 Bat Boy movies.
That's not National Enquirer.
It's not? Yes,
no,
it is.
No, it's not.
What is it?
It's Weekly World News.
Oh, maybe that then. I didn't want to do that on this one anyway.
You don't?
No.
Oh.
Save that for another time.
Okay.
The Foot Girl one, though.
That one I struggled with because they were all so long and in-depth when I searched. I just looked at fan fiction, though, for foot fetish stuff. But this was a segment that Russell suggested called Hey Foot Girl, where Justy Boy, as the foot guy, the foot fiend, reads a story about feet.
Feet.
Foot. So you got some Reddit.
Yeah, Russell suggested this new segment called Hey Foot Girl. Hi, Foot. Hey, it's me, Foot Girl.
Hey.
And basically wants me to go and find things that people write about feet and read them as Foot Girl.
Yeah.
This is, yeah, here we go.
Can I lick your boot?
May.
May, please.
This is from the subreddit Foot Fetish Talks, and it's a poem by Cloaksy Art. Cloaksy's Art.
Uh-huh. That's a poem?
It's not a poem. He says, I've worshipped nearly 150 feet. Ask me anything. And then they said, I know half of you clicked on the title just to comment, cap. I would too, if it wasn't for the fact that I'm admitting the vast majority were paid for. MLS Pulse. I talked about randomly running into a girl from Tinder on the street whose feet I was going to worship later. And y'all flooded my DMs. Not sure why so many messages instead of making a comment. Because it's too many to be responding and answering the same questions what? 20 times.
Just to hear about this story?
But one of the first that I did actually talk to asked me how many times I got sessions off Tinder
And it made me curious.
Sessions?
Yeah, foot sessions. Oh, fucker.
What does that entail?
Give me a foot session.
What does that mean?
Huh? It made me curious because I had stopped counting. This one's not even funny. He's talking about how many fucking feet he sucked. Wife's used sandals. This is from Flatfoot Guy.
Flatfoot Guy.
Flatfoot.
Oh, Florida.
Flatfoot.
Like, oh, yeah. Florida Foot?
Florida Foot
Florida
Man.
Foot Man.
The Florida Foot Man.
I am the Florida Foot Man.
I said foot.
Yep. I'm the keeper of the foot.
Wife's used sandals.
From Florida, so they're like sweaty and dirty.
Mailed out a pair of her well-worn sandals for a guy to use in worship. He sent me pics of the aftermath, and I thoroughly enjoyed seeing them being used by another man.
Cummed on?
It sounds like he cummed on his wife's used sandals up there. I like being naughty with boots.
That could be taken a few different ways.
I like getting men off, sometimes with my boots.
What?
And then in parentheses says, humping, kicking, rubbing, pumping, etc.
With the boot?
Yeah.
Is that why they're called pumps?
Any other ladies have ever had a guy do this?
Do what?
Pump.
Wait, I need to talk. We need to discuss this.
I like getting men off of my boots. Humping, kicking, rubbing, pumping.
What is that? Yeah, what? What?
Humping,
how's that?
Humping, kicking, rubbing, pumping. Humping, kicking, rubbing, pumping.
No, listen.
Humping, kicking, rubbing, pumping. It's a good song.
Just doing those things regularly while wearing boots or doing that to the fucking boots?
Yeah, I let this hot guy fuck my leg. It is. And he asked, I leave my boots on, and I agreed, so he kneels, I walked in close, and he starts and I begin dirty talking too. Yes, baby, that's nice. Don't stop. I like how your dick feels on my boots. And he starts pleasing me, literally, until he comes. It didn't bother me. I saw a few memes and stuff with those types of captions, but having it real was kind of tense.
Yeah, real life foot freakery.
And Upbeat Freedom said, have you ever tried that while wearing ballet flats? And Adventurous Part said, no.
Adventurous Part?
Yeah, that was a person. Okay, let's see what else we got here.
If you want to fuck people, my boot.
Nerdzilla FTW, do people prefer stinky feet or clean? Why do y'all like them smell if so?
It's a good question.
And then, yeah, the meat is just as the question asks.
Do stink?
Oh, I like my wife's feet when they get sweaty, which is rare. They get vinegary with mild musky notes.
Oh,
let's not do that.
That's disgusting.
Is there someone who likes dirty feet? I mean, dirt stuck to the feet after walking barefoot?
Yeah, there is, I'm sure.
I'm Asian.
Okay.
So I grew up walking barefoot on the floor all day. Now I'm realizing that it was too good for my foot health.
What?
I think it wasn't too good. And some areas of my feet have turned a bit reddish or tanned or bruised, if you get me. I used to date a guy who had a foot fetish. Are there people who like feet like this? And then Foot Slave X10 says, love it.
Foot.
Blue Bald Toe says, yeah, I'm really into it. Love the way it looks. Joel the Fisherman says, I love it. It's my favorite. Yeah, I don't know.
Doy.
Let's see. Foot jobs hurt me, help.
Probably because there's a boot involved.
I absolutely love my girlfriend's soft soles, but anytime we try to do foot jobs, they hurt me. Number one, I am uncut. Number two, I have phimosis.
What?
So pulling my foreskin too far back hurts.
Oh.
Number three, I never tired with oil. Tried, maybe?
Yeah.
I never tired with oil, which would probably help, but me and my girlfriend literally just started with foot jobs. I wouldn't want to do too much of.
I mean, pretty much if you're going to put your dick in or around anything that's not naturally wet, you're going to probably want something to reduce the friction, whether you got a foreskin there or not.
Huh?
I don't care about your phlasmosis or whatever. I don't care about your Osmosis Jones. What I care about is friction.
Anybody know this video that used to be on Spank Bang? It's a video of two girls. One is a geek nerd, girl blonde with glasses, who is like the teacher or tutor of another girl with brunette hair who failed her exam, so the tutor girl make her smell and worship her feet. It used to be on Spank Bang, but I cannot find it anymore. Please, if anyone has the sauce of the video or know who the girls are, it would be awesome. Thanks. More
foot sauce?
More data from the same person says, the blonde geek girl has like white knitted leg warmers. Is footsiebabes.com dead?
Footsiebabes.com?
Oh, footsiebabes.
Footsiebabe. Oh, footsiebabe.
This will be the last one. It's a lengthy one.
Hey.
The user has since deleted their profile, so I can't credit them.
Well, that's unfortunate.
Only a day ago, they posted this too. It says,
wow.
Girlfriend's feet were my favorite scent.
Oh.
So the other day, I went over to my girlfriend's house, and she had just gotten home from a long shift at work. We were cuddling in her bed, and she admitted to me that her feet smelled really bad. Little fucker. Uh-oh. She gave me that look of, I know you'll like this. And I didn't hesitate to go straight for her feet. However, she recoiled them and was a bit embarrassed by it. I convinced her to let me smell them, and oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh.
Exquisite.
They smelled so strong of cheese.
What?
That I instantly got hard. And I actually had to pull back a bit because it was so strong.
What the fuck?
I went in for a second whiff. Felt her pull her foot back. She told me to go eat my food that I had waiting on the other side of the room. I told her that I wanted more, and she let me get a second sniff, but then pulled away again. I always respect my girlfriend and their consent, and something was telling me that this was her way of saying she wasn't feeling it tonight. So I didn't push, and I left it alone. However, I've been dreaming about that cheese. I made that up. However, I did ask what shoes she wore, and I plan on asking her to wear them again to work to try and replicate the smell in the future.
Oh, no!
I'm both really excited that she was able to get her feet to smell like that in just
one day.
That's
got to be like a bad wiring in the brain.
But also a bit frustrated that I couldn't experience it longer. Again, I'm not mad at her. Just looking for advice on how you guys would have approached this. And if there's anything you would suggest going forward. Thank you. Hey, foot girl, your feet smell like nachos. So I do. I go up to the feet. I go.
Yeah.
Boom, boom.
I know.
That's what I do.
Hey, foot girl. That was Hey, foot girl. What a great segment. Thanks, Russ.
That was good.
Thanks, Russell.
Love that.
We'll make it more vile next time.
Ah, that's going to be tough.
Make it more repugnant.
Repugnant.
Oh, yeah.
Yep, repugnant.
I'm afraid my son is awful. Repugnant.
Yep. Oh, I wrapped my son in a burlap sack. I put him in the manger.
Yeah.
Yep. You can know what it's like to grow up.
Speaking of burlap sacks, I'm going to see Ghoul.
Oh.
Coming up.
Ghoul?
Ghoul. Ghoul.
Oh. Speaking of Ghoul, our main event today is a segment called Backmasking.
Oh, yeah?
What we do in backmasking is we reverse vocal tracks from songs, and we look for evidence of Satan or demons or whatever.
Yeah.
So we need to prove in the backmasking that this song is demonic in nature, devilish, satanic in stature. So the most evil and dark song that I've ever heard, the heaviest of metal songs, is one called I Stand Alone by Godsmack.
Okay.
I Stand Alone. This is from the Scorpion King soundtrack. That's already pretty demonic.
No way. That's not the only place it's appeared, is it?
Oh, no. But that's where it was made famous. On their official page, that song is listed as I Stand Alone, and then in parentheses, from the Scorpion King soundtrack.
Sick.
So in case you don't remember it, this is what it sounds like. So yeah, you can see the rock swinging his dick around to that.
Yeah.
Dwayne. The cover of this album is fucking awesome. 10 years of the smack, some greatest hits. It's just Sully Erna's back on a motorcycle driving into the sunset. He's got monkey bars, his arms up in the air.
He's got a Springer front end.
Probably. And he's got a big back patch of the Godsmack logo on his cut.
Sick.
So
you know he's got a tramp stamp under there too. Yeah. He does.
He better.
He does.
Does he?
Yeah.
Does it look like it tribal?
Google it.
Sully Erna's tramp stamp?
Sully Erna's tramp stamp. Sully Erna's tramp stamp.
I'm looking at Sully Erna's tramp stamp.
Sully Erna's tramp stamp.
It is a work of art. It really is. It's a deck of cards.
Yeah.
It's on, there's a triangular flame design behind it.
Yeah.
As if the cards are kindling for this fire that's shaped like a big Christmas tree. And then underneath it, it has three X's like from a slot machine.
Yeah.
You know, those X's. I don't think it's straight edge.
I thought it was.
I doubt it.
You ever hear the song Whiskey Hangover?
Yeah.
So sick.
It's also got poker chips on there too. So this is just like a bunch of gambling things that are also on fire.
Yeah.
And then there's a banner in front of it that says, no justice. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Sully has tribal sun around his belly button.
Yeah, like Dave Bautista.
Bautista?
Like Dave Bautista.
Like a Dave Bautista? Yo, Bautista.
Yeah.
Okay. So, you ready for backmasking from fucking Godsmack?
Yeah, let's do it.
So, just the vocals.
Yeah.
Reversed.
Yeah, play them.
To get rid of all the extra background shit.
Play them. Yeah, can you start that again? I heard a voice.
Something about New Orleans?
Yas me
in New Orleans.
New Orleans, so that's not them. Yeah, keep going.
Well, New Orleans has a lot of witches.
They got a lot of Satans down there?
Yeah.
Coordinates.
Oh.
Coordinates.
Yeah, the coordinates.
Wow.
Adios, me. Adios, me. He's going to kill himself.
No. Adios, me. Ass meat.
Ass meat. Ass meat.
Ass meat.
In New Orleans.
Yeah, ass meat in New Orleans.
Ass meat.
In my ass meat, New Orleans.
Adios meat.
Adios meat. In New Orleans. Adios meat.
Oh, that's a Satan.
That sounds very satanic.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
Nope.
Yes, it is.
Oh, yeah, there it is. Yeah.
Yeah, yes, it is my onion.
Yes, it is my onion. Where are they?
my onion hair all day.
My onion therapy.
Yes, it is my onion therapy.
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah, one of those.
It's a, he's just speaking the Latin a little bit, but I did hear ass meat in there again.
I heard something about the reef. Ass meat.
Yeah.
In New Orleans. My ass meat was on the reef in New Orleans.
Yeah, the reef in New Orleans. My ass meat.
Yeah, my ass meat.
My
New Orleans.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whoa, what was that?
That was, yeah.
Must be the view.
Must have been you.
Must be the view.
Must be the view.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, must be the view.
It must be the view.
Whoa.
That was very Satan. That's when we all feed Wyatt Earp. This is what I heard. Anything? It's a dash why we all feed Wyatt Earp.
Dash we all feed Wyatt Earp.
Literally half pound say yes. Yeah.
No, that's Latin. What?
More Latin.
I sip on beers.
Yeah, I sip on beers.
I sip on beers. That's pretty satanic.
Yeah.
Acts of money.
What?
Acts of money.
I hear the same thing, just.
Acts of money.
Oh, yeah.
Acts of money.
Here's to Nazgath.
ears to.
Here's to Nazgath.
Satan. Satan.
Yeah. Here's to Nazgath, Satan.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, everyone.
I'm still one.
Yeah, I'm still one.
I'm still one.
Yeah. More ornaments.
Yes, me.
More ornaments hanging on your ass meat.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, more ornaments hanging on your ass meat.
Yeah. New Orleans.
New Orleans, yes.
It's just yeah, Latin.
Yes, it is white onion. I'm pretty sure I heard white onion.
Oh, yeah. Heroin. White onion heroin.
Oh, heroin. I heard therapy that time, but. I can hear both. Yeah, I can either one.
I'm Yen Heroin.
In New Orleans.
In New Orleans. In New Ornaments. Aerosmith Empire of Love.
Aerosmith is the umpire.
Aerosmith. Aerosmith and Empire in the Sun Wreath. Sun Dead Wreath.
That sounds like Latin. Sundalis.
This is the poem that Sully Erna recites when he transfers his soul into a Chucky doll. Into a good guy's doll.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm Sully. Want play?
Want play on me?
Hey, I'm Sully. Want play? Huh? Mostly Latin, but I heard royal hens somewhere. On the way, royal hens. That's Latin.
Boyish monster. Fuck on Pete. Fuck on Pete. Fuck on Pete.
Yeah. Yeah.
Latin. There was a nice grunt in there.
Yeah, there was an. I heard an onion as well.
New onions.
Yes, me. New Orleans.
Who run regime?
Wow. Heard a lot of yes. I heard a lot of feep. I heard reefy.
Reefy, feep.
Yes, feep. Ash Reethy.
De Wosna.
Say it with me. The world's funny.
Yeah. That's satanic. That's the whole song is very satanic. That's it.
That's all?
That's the whole song. It's Satan.
I'm not the one who's so far away.
So, that's about it. New boot goofing in the Dimebag snake skin.
Yeah.
Well, Rockya, if you're listening, get at me because I'm going to whoop you.
Hey, you want me to message him?
Yeah.
What do you want me to say?
I'm going to whoop you in the ass.
Yeah, I'm fixing to whoop you ass.
I'm fixing to come on down there with my switch.
I'm going
to
whoop you ass.
I'm going to roll you around a little bit. I'm going to spit right on you.
We're going to spit right on you. Cletus Colt.
Tell him I'm fixing to spit right on you.
Oh, I can't message him.
What?
Yeah.
It's private.
Yeah, that we were friends, but whatever.
I guess not. Thanks for listening to our podcast, everybody. Appreciate you. It was a wacky one, but that's how we like it.
Fuck.
Fuck.
I can't message Cletus.
Well, I'll try texting him.
Yeah.
Cleet.
That's not him. That was the guy you texted is the one I called or I spoke to.
I'll work my way up the ranks.
You should. He's the newest member, so I mean, realistically, he should be.
Until I get to the top.
Answering the phone.
Pyramid. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll see you next week on another one of these. In the meantime, though, you can give us a rating, a good rating, and a good review wherever you're listening. That'd be a big help. But you could also get on our Patreon at patreon.com/coolparents. And it's super cheap, and you get a bunch of bonus shit. And it's real fun. You're not going to want to miss this. What's our website?
Coolparents.co.
What's our Instagram?
Coolparents Worldwide.
We're taking offers. If anybody wants to offer up a new segment for us to do, we'll do it. We're open.
Yeah.
Unless it sucks.
Yeah.
But so far, so good. So let us know. Or if you have any other feedback or you want to just talk some shit, hit us up on there on Instagram. And what's our TikTok?
Cool_parents.
I know.
Yeah.
That's it. So thanks for listening, everybody, to the Cool Parents Podcast. And we'll see you next week. I'm Curtis Charles.
I'm Monkey Duncan.
Yeah. Fuck the world.